Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
All right, we're turning the attention this week on mind games to what is often not a nice experience, but a uniquely human experience, and one that we all have to find ways of managing and dealing with, and that's anger. So first and foremost, there are a lot of reasons why people get angry. A lot of them are legitimate. A lot of them can sometimes be not quite appropriate. And then there are a lot of ways where people actually express their anger inappropriately as well. That's why when we talk about anger management, we're not talking about getting rid of anger. We're actually talking about the active management of that, and what do we do with it, and what is the impact that it has on our life. But firstly, a few things about anger. One, anger affects us both psychologically as well as physically. So when we're angry or frustrated, our heart rate goes up, we breathe shallower, our blood pressure goes up. It's basically your standard stress response. We start to feel tight in the body. We also start to feel kind of constricted mentally as well. We start to get onto a cognitive treadmill and we start to ramp ourselves up, and that creates a bit of a feedback loop. So that's how anger is experienced. But something that's really, really important to remember is that they talk about anger being a secondary emotion, and often it's true that when we get frustrated and angry, it is the thing that we notice when there's something else happening. Is there a change that I need to make in my life? Do I feel like I've been wronged? Have I got too much on my plate, and that's the cause of my frustration and my stress? Am I hurt? Am I sad? And this is often what people what actually underlies anger for a lot of people. So one thing you can start to do is actually get in touch with what's underneath that anger. But the second thing is I get angry quite often, and I'm quite a believer that in a number of cases, one case recently where I was doing a little bit of research into some of the financial practices that led to the global financial crisis, because one of my clients had been laid off from work. I actually found myself getting quite angry about this, and I explored it further, both with myself and with the research, and found that over time, you think about the big social movements that have changed our course of history, the civil rights movement, the anti-war movement, these are often based on a real sense of frustration and anger, and these has led to quite pro-social and great social change that we wouldn't, that our lives wouldn't be the same today without. So anger isn't necessarily a bad thing. The question is how quickly can I recognize what my anger is based on, and how quickly can I actually do something with my anger, which may be pro-social or may actually inspire change and hope and a movement towards resolving some of the things that I'm angry about? Or am I just focusing and working completely from within the quite turbulent emotional space of being angry and frustrated, and not resolving any issues, actually making things worse and taking it out on my loved ones, losing control of my behavior, and then that is then going to have much more consequences and implications for my life. So have a think about your anger. It's okay to be angry, but it's also really, really important to be able to use that anger for the means that it's directed, and that's the change aspects of our life, so that we're actually resolving and living in a way which is more in line with who we want to be in the world. Don't be too angry though. Next week on Mind Games.